Rice noodles have been established fare in Yunnan for centuries. They're gluten-free with a silky texture that absorbs flavors more efficiently than the less spongy wheat noodles, which makes them perfect for soups and stir-fries.
I would be so happy.
It's great to see Thai migrants from the countryside making a successful living in the city, producing traditional food for the burgeoning tourist industry.
The rice noodles apparently has been an old family recipe. They were selling it out of their farm before, and they decided to be more entrepreneurial, which is what has happened in China. You have these very small families that are starting businesses like this. This is really the base of capitalism. And who knows, maybe in the next 30 years there'll be a gigantic corporation based on this family recipe.
If you're curious.
After breakfast, Mr. Ai is keen to show me around his house.
So, nice living room, a nice sofa.
Oh, that's their son?
Oh, he's very cute. How many bedrooms?
Four bedrooms.
Wow, it's very, very big house.
His house is smaller than others.
Oh, really?
Their neighbors.
Neighbor is much bigger.
Yeah.
Business is clearly booming for Mr. Ai, and things can only get better with $1.5 billion earmarked for tourism development in Jinghong.
There's an airport over there.
Wow, that's the airport?
Yeah. Oh. It's under construction now. So many tourists will come and they need more airports to meet the demand.
I see.
This tourist city might have a Disneyland feel to it, but from what I've seen today, the minorities here are really embracing the opportunities it offers. And it's not at the expense of their cultural and culinary traditions.
They have ambitions. They thought that their culture and everything that went with it, like their cuisine, would be wiped out. And instead, it's thriving like crazy.